Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I think they got the wrong guys then.
Speak for yourself. A lot of people have called me the Lanny Poffo of Fox Sports Radio.
You think you're the genius?
I mean, like I said, people have called me. I can't claim that myself.
Who? Your mom?
Yeah, true. At Covino and Rich is where you could find us. Normally, Monday through Friday, you could find us 5 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports Radio, 2 p.m. on the West, but always a pleasure filling in for Dan Patrick. And remember, if you subscribe to our podcast for free, search Covino and Rich, Apple Podcast, leave a 5-star review, say something nice, you qualify for what we're calling bribery balls, some Nerf footballs that say Fox Sports Radio on one side, Covino and Rich on the other, but absolutely free. All you have to do is leave a review in our podcast section and
hey,
you qualify.
We're going to pick random people, hook you up, give you some goodies. You know what I think is like an insult? I'm going to get to this in a little bit. Reporters interviewing stranded travelers at the airport. Like, if you're stranded at the airport, do you
it's
want someone...
It's sort of insulting to have that assignment. It's like that sports broadcaster who got assigned to do the weather the other day. Did you see that go viral?
Yes. The guy's like, I'm usually the sports guy, but I'm here in the snow. I hate this.
So imagine if you were assigned to go interview a bunch of miserable people at the airport. That's insulting.
I always feel bad for the reporter that has to go to the loser's locker room.
Yeah, because it's very somber. While everyone else gets to celebrate with the champagne.
Yeah, you have to be like, sorry, coach. I know it's didn't turn out the way you wanted. Well, what do you think?
It's like you got selected to join the funeral. Hey, you know, hey, broadcast, and then the other guys celebrate with everybody else.
Yeah, you get the post game celebration. You get to talk to the angry coach who just lost his 2nd championship in a row.
It's true.
So hey, hopefully you're having a nice Christmas, New Year's week. You're not stranded in an airport listening on the iHeart app now. If you are, hey, what's up to you? We'll get to travel in a second and how people seem to be screwed over. But it's also that week, Covino, where kids are off from school. So you see parents, including myself, sort of figuring out what the hell to do with these kids. I went to Chuck E. Cheese yesterday. I went to Chuck E. Cheese for an hour.
Smell like little kids' feet?
Smells like little kids' feet and...
It smells like Fritos and pizza.
You know, it was a fun time. I think today
that mouse is creepy. I'm not going to lie. And till this day, my dad still calls him, get this, Chuck E. Cheese.
Dad, it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, that's what I said. Chuck E. Cheese. Took the kids to Chuck E. Cheese.
As you said last week, I never understood that Christmas lyric until you became an adult. Was it? And mom and dad
could hardly wait for school to start again.
I'm like, yeah, two more weeks? Wait, 2 more weeks? I have to figure out what to do with these kids? So, yeah, today I think we're doing like a bouncy house thing. So every day I'm trying to figure out what to do to keep these kids pumped up.
Well, yesterday I went to, I think it was called Camp Gall Mountain here in New Jersey, went a little snow tubing. Because, again, you're just trying to fill up the space, like Rich said. It's
Fun Time Parent Week.
Well, yeah, it's the space between that Dave Matthews sings about, between Christmas and New Year's. You're trying to figure out what to do with the kids. I went snow tubing yesterday and had a good time. Today, I don't know, but I'm thinking about, well, do I take my kid into New York City and maybe I take her to see a show? Rich, tickets for these shows, Ridiculous. You want to see just like Wicked. It's like $500 a ticket. Like, what? That show's old.
How much do you love your daughter?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
come on,
yeah,
Dad.
It's that time of year.
Well, let me ask you before we get to some NFL Week 17 stuff. When you guys go to like a Dave and Buster's or, you know, some type of gaming place, what sports simulation thing do you like? Are you a master at the pop and shot basketball? What about the game where you have to throw the football through the little circles?
I love all that. Yeah. I'm more of a skee ball guy too, because I feel like Dick Weber. I feel like Pete Weber playing skee ball.
You know,
like Norm Duke on the when it comes to skee ball.
Every time there's some type of carnival game or Dave and Buster's game that involves sports, the number one mistake guys make is they try to like show off their arm.
You know what? Yeah, the worst is the fast pitch because you could throw your arm out.
That's where you try to, you know, show your gun, your speed.
Because nowadays most beer guzzling buffoons are clocking out mid-60s at the most,
and they sprain their shoulder doing it.
Exactly. You throw your arm out. I try to stay away from that.
Like, if you try to knock down the, the shelves of things, you got to knock down like three of them. Most guys, instead of just throwing normal, they will try to be like, let me show my arm. And they whip it in there and they miss every time. Same with the football thing. No finesse. Every guy's always like, let me show my, like they got a cannon. Like they think they're, they think they're Justin Herbert.
Well, here's the big mistake, though. You never show your kids the prizes because they think they're going to get something cool with their tickets or their coins they collected.
Yeah, my kid got a plastic dinosaur.
You're going to get a whistle. Yeah, you're going to get a whistle that doesn't even whistle.
My kid got a 3-inch plastic T-Rex after an hour of playing games. Sweet whistle.
Sweet whistle. Barely whistles.
And you're right, though. For all the parents that have gone to a Chuck E. Cheese, back in the day, they had those animatronics that would dance and they would be all creepy and awesome. Sort of like on the East Coast. What is it? The pizza one? What is it? Showtime Pizza?
Growing up, way back on a Wednesday, Showbiz Pizza.
Showbiz
place,
Pizza.
Which I believe was bought out by Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, a lot of times Chuck E. Cheese, they don't have those animatronics anymore. They just have like flat screens with like dancing characters, and it just doesn't have the same pizzazz.
Well, to wrap that up, though, Rich, right? Since it's way back Wednesday and you're taking your kids to arcades or doing anything, right, just to kill time and keep them busy, what was your favorite sports arcade game? Not Nintendo game, not at home, arcade.
NBA Jam, by far.
NBA Jam?
NBA Jam was revolutionary. I gotta give
a shout-out to Great Fighting. You're an up-and-coming boxer. Body blow, body blow, body blow. Original. Punch out. When that came out, that was my jam.
That was good, but NBA Jam, they had it like the baseball card shop, the comic book store. Like you would be able to play NBA Jam, and you felt like that was the most awesome game.
Well, I still love Punch Out, Mike Tyson's Punch Out, and I Digest.
All right, well, hey,
NFL Blitz.
NFL Blitz?
Blitz,
oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Ooh, there's, you know what? Trying to think, I even liked old. There was like a wrestling arcade game. I was a WWE fan, WWF fan as a kid.
I had one called Matt Mania, because my dad worked in the vending business. I wasn't some Richie Rich type of kid with arcade games in his house, but my dad worked in the industry, so I had Matt Mania, which was Rich. You'll remember the sounds of it. It went like this. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And
I don't remember that, but your impression, I'm sure.
Mania?
No, I don't remember Matt Mania.
Great.
But I do remember a bunch of those old school video games. Hey, take your kids to Dave and Buster's or Chuck E. Cheese. Have some fun this week. It's that week where you're trying to just fill time and figure out what day it is. All right. Hey, let's talk some NFL Week 17. Now, I was talking to Lee and Chris, who were both working the show today, and it's great because Lee is a Packers fan and Chris is a Lions fan. And this is fantastic because the stars can line up perfectly for week 18 to be essentially a week of playoff games. You need a few things to happen this week.
Okay.
And let's go over it real quick, only because it's really simple. It's not a lot of math where it's like this team needs to lose or this team needs to win, and it's only a few little factors.
It's for dummies. Rich is going to break it down for dummies.
I said both of these guys, Lee, Chris, and all the Lions and Packers fans out there, you need the Jets to beat the Seahawks. The Jets are 2-point favorites in Seattle, which just shows that 12th man Seattle home field. That's old news. And Seattle, people clearly think this team has peaked. They're done. I believe they've lost maybe 4 of their last 5. It got bad for Seattle.
Yeah, they hit a skid. Yeah.
Remember when they were talking about giving Geno Smith a long-term big deal? And then we said, well, let's be a little
patient. They were saying
he
should be included in the MVP conversation for a minute.
Great season for Geno, considering what we thought, right? Guys,
right.
Oh, he's going to end up throwing for over 4,000 yards, going to have probably 30-plus touchdowns, under 10 interceptions right now. So Geno Smith proved his worth. But do you remember for a minute it was like Geno? People were talking about a big deal. Like, I don't know if we're there yet. But the Seahawks are 7-8. I believe they have. Let me take a look. I think they have lost 4 of their last 5. Seahawks, they lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the Niners. They lost to the Panthers. They beat the Rams. They lost to the Raiders. Yeah, they've lost. Man, they've lost 5 of their last 6.
They're slumping. I can't say Geno Smith is the reason, though. But
if the Jets beat the Seahawks, which to me, I think will happen. I sort of like the Jets. I like a little bounce back for the Jets, even though it's in Seattle. If they win, that game makes that game such a big game. And I'll tell you why. It means big things for two teams, two divisions. If the Seahawks lose and the Lions win, which I think the Lions will win, the Lions play the Bears. They're 6-point favorites in Detroit. And the other game, which, yo, Lee, try to explain this to me, because is it the sentiment that the Vikings have won 10 one-score games? I'm sorry, 11 of the 12 wins by the Minnesota Vikings are one-score games. Their only win that was a substantial win was week one.
Against
the Packers, and it was Aaron Rodgers, you know, week one, terrible game. Besides that, Covino, the 12-3 Vikings haven't beat a team by more than one score. Yet, they're 12-3. You could say good teams find a way to win, or you could say that what a year of just great fortune and luck.
Teams like the Raiders are on the flip side of that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you see a team that's 12-3, has a 12-3 team at this stage of the season, playing a healthy 12-3 team. Has a healthy 12-3 team ever been an underdog to an under 500 team? Because the Packers are 7-8, and they're not just like a point or two favorite. They're 3.5, more than a field goal. They're 3.5 point favorites over the Vikings in Green Bay. So get this. This will have to happen.
Has that ever been the case? Probably not, that he mentioned. But that's what's amazing about sports. There's always something that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, I think this year we saw something where it was the first time Patrick Mahomes was an underdog at home. Or something.
Yes.
Every year you hear these. There's always new stats. But I can't imagine many times. Yeah, maybe if a quarterback is down or it's a backup or a late season situation where a team's resting all of its players. I don't know if a game that mattered has ever seen an underdog be 5 games better than the other team. Lee, it can't be.
It has to be the home field advantage. And, you know, Green Bay
needs it.
They need it, absolutely. But you could maybe factor in the bounce back that they got humiliated week one.
I like the Packers in this game. So, Covino, follow. If the Jets beat Seattle, which we all think could happen, right? They're favored. So, I mean, it's not like it's a long shot. They're actually favored. So,
right.
Jets beat Seattle. If the Lions beat the Bears, which they should, and the Packers at home beat the Vikings, who have a way better record, but the Packers are hot right now, week 18 would be Lions, Packers, winners in, losers out. It would be a playoff game week 18. It would be Lions, Packers for everything.
You present this in such a way that this could happen, and it could, but chances are unlikely.
I think this is going to happen.
You just need the Commanders to lose.
I'm sorry, there's one other factor. You need the Commanders to lose one of their final 2 games. Now, Washington,
too many moving parts here. Man. It just never turns out that way. Seems like it could be the case, but I'm thinking probably won't be.
The Commanders need to lose this weekend to the Browns, which is possible because the Browns have shown signs of they're not that bad. The Browns are 6-9.
Would need to lose, but don't the Commanders need to win their next 2 to make it?
Yes.
So, again, they're playing extra hard. With Wentz playing, he looked pretty, he jumped right into the last game looking pretty crisp. He was looking crispy at first.
Yeah. So, but they were playing the 49ers, and it was the second half, and the Niners were way up. So you could say that, you know, it was soft second half coverage. Just
I totally get that. But I think they have something to play for. So again, you throw in another little factor there, it's looking less and less likely.
Oh, there's so many. This is why the NFL wins, because this week alone is like a playoff week. The Commanders restore Carson Wentz as the starting quarterback. So, you know, I was talking to Jonas Knox and Lee and a bunch of them. We were talking before the show today about how if this is it for Carson Wentz, and he doesn't deliver.
Okay.
I mean, is that his last chance as a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Probably.
If they turn the keys over to Carson Wentz and say, "All right, man, win the final two and the Commanders are in." And he trips up against like the Cleveland Browns. Isn't that Carson Wentz's last real chance?
Yeah, what was it, a ring finger injury or something like that that sent him back this time?
It's always something.
It's always something with him. That's the thing. You know, health seems to be the issue with Wentz. I think you get him as a solid, because again, it's a win now league, and that's the mentality we all have. I think you see him as a solid backup in the future. Yeah. Right, so you only get so many chances.
All right, so then let me ask you this. Instead of playing schedule nerd, Commanders, We like that Carson Wentz is getting a chance, right? Heinicke, you know, he did what he had to do. You know, solid backup guy. They're 7-7-1.
Well, Washington has gone 0-2-1 the past three games, and they moved the ball well with Heinicke, but it looked like Wentz had crispiness. He looks good, and now they have to beat the Browns and the Cowboys to make the playoffs.
Now, here's
so they're
the
sticking with their guy.
Here's the problem for Chris, Lee, and all the Lions and Packers fans that are hoping my scenario comes true. My scenario of, oh, week 18, we get an early playoff game. Packers, Lions, winners in. That only matters, again, if Washington loses. Now, I put emphasis on this week. This week is so important because the reality, Covino, is week 18, the Cowboys have nothing to play for. So you could say, well, week 18, Washington could get, you know, they'll stumble, they'll get caught up. They're playing the Cowboys. But they're playing the Cowboys, who by that point are locked in at the number one wild card seed. They're not going to drop to the 6 or 7 seed. They're the 5 seed. The Cowboys are the 5 seed regardless. They're not going to drop past the Giants. They're not going to drop past, you know, they're not going to be that last seed. So the reality is, week 18, the Cowboys game is meaningless. So the Commanders have an advantage. They're going to be playing a Cowboys team that doesn't care. Now in the AFC, let me give you one more quickie scenario.
You're also getting one more thing in there.
Yeah.
You said the Lions should beat the Bears. That's been a history for the Lions that never, like, they should have beaten the Panthers too.
That game
shoulda, coulda.
Trust me, I know that was one of my big bets last week.
I go back to a few years ago when it's like, oh yeah, they should have beaten the Bengals and they'd be in. It's like, no, that did not happen.
I mean,
then they'll play tough against a team that you didn't expect them to play tough against.
Yeah, that Lions game, that confused the hell out of me. And you know, Chris, being that you're a Lions guy, that must have infuriated you.
They got punched in the mouth early on. They had that early fumble and like, yeah, they got beat in their own identity.
They were in the goal line
Carolina's
situation.
Carolina wasn't a tomato can, but man, it was, yeah. You got beat on your own identity.
My two favorite bets last week, and I know everyone has a, you know, short memory with what they were thinking about last week, but I remember thinking, Cincinnati's going to beat New England. I love this game. They did. It was closer than I thought. I love Cincinnati over New England. That worked out, and I said, man, I love this hot Lions team over Carolina. What's Carolina going to do? Forget Carolina. Carolina, I'm curious to see if Carolina's, is their run game that good, or are they just, I mean, it seems like week after week they just run the ball on anyone. All right. Hey, Covino and Rich, there's one AFC scenario, Covino, that I think is super interesting, and it has to do with the AFC East. We'll get to that coming up right here on Covino and Rich.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
All right, welcome back to Covino and Rich at Covino and Rich on social media. You know, all I want for Christmas is for you guys to follow us because for whatever reason in today's world, that matters. So thank you at Covino and Rich on social media. And to please subscribe to our podcast for free, just search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. And if you like our show, we do a Patreon too, so check it out. But it's always a pleasure to be here for Dan Patrick. And happy holidays, wishing you the best. If you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, what's up? If you're listening in the future on the podcast, what's up, future dude? Thank you for hanging out with us. We'll be here Thursday and Friday as well. Again, CNR on Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox. Talking football, week 17 of the NFL. Rich is breaking it down. Rich Davis is making his predictions.
Well, I just feel like the Jets, man, if there's so many things that could happen, but I'm telling you, there's a few particular things that if they happen, we're looking at an insane week 18 of the NFL. And again, for the NFC, those things include the Washington Commanders slipping up. They're going to go with Carson Wentz. Maybe they get hot and win their final two, and what I'm about to say is irrelevant. But if Washington slips up and loses one of their final two,
which they can't lose if they want to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So just, again, more to play for.
The Lions-Packers week 18 could very well be a win and you're in scenario. And how great would that be? Because Aaron Rodgers could fight back after all of this. And then for the Lions fans, you know, the Lions have been, you know, a team that has had such little success. And, you know, Jared Goff, what an underrated player, right? We feel like poor Jared Goff That was the sentiment, right? Got shipped out of...
I think a lot of people just forgot that he was the real deal, and he's reminding people right away, like, no, man, I was the guy in L.A., and I'm the guy now.
Yo, Chris, do you feel that way, that Jared Goff was sort of overlooked? We forget that.
Yeah.
While it didn't work out for the Rams, he took him to a Super Bowl. He was a top draft pick.
He needs specific conditions to do well. He's in that category along with, like, Jimmy Garoppolo and some of these other quarterbacks. They're not going to be the ones who change the game, but if you put a good offensive line around them, good wide receivers, give him time to get comfortable, he's looked exactly like he's looked this past year. It was always kind of played off as this kind of like, oh, we're dumping Jared Goff to get rid of the salary to bring in Matthew Stafford, and it's the Lions wanted to build around Goff, and it's worked out so far.
Do you think I think the world, unless you're a Washington Commanders fan, which I have a couple buddies that are, but for the most part, if they lose, I don't think anyone would be heartbroken if the Commanders miss the playoffs. They're a one and done, if you ask me anyway, right? Like, ugh.
No, there's better stories than the Commanders.
Yeah, I think if the Commanders fail to make the postseason, I don't think there's anyone devastated except maybe a few people in the D.C. Baltimore area. Now, Lions-Packers, if that game is a win and in Week 18, I got a Packers fan here and a Lions fan here, where do you think the country would root? Do you think it would be the Lions, the underdogs?
Yes.
Or do you think there's enough Aaron Rodgers Packers fans around the country that would be like, man, can't believe it. What an ultimate comeback.
Aaron Rodgers has been playing the heel for a second here.
I know.
In the pro wrestling.
Exactly.
So
he's turned into a polarizing character. So the world, the country... Or the world. Football's international now is probably rooting Lions, unless you're a Packers fan.
They're a funner team. The Lions are a funner team.
Yeah. They are. They are fun. So that, I hope that happens.
And by the way, I think a cooler story, too, because what? For the past 2 years, we keep talking about how they battle and how they're scrappy and how they're tough. So how could you not want to see them just sort of get over that mountain?
People want more press conferences from Dan Campbell. People want more Dan Campbell talking at the podium.
It would be interesting. Now, here's the question, Covino. Now, from my perspective, let's take it to 49ers fans who hope to get that 2 seed, because this, you know, Lions-Packers situation only works out if the Vikings lose a game, right? So let me ask you, do you think the 49ers, who look like they're the hottest team in the NFL right now, who would you want to play? Detroit or Green Bay? Because the 49ers...
I mean, you're the resident 49ers fan.
No, because
you
I
tell
think,
us who you think they match up better against.
No, there's been years where the Niners have beaten, quote, better Packers teams. They've upset teams they should not have beaten. Last year, for instance, the 49ers, you know, they win that, you know, game in the snow, what, 10-7 on like a turnover? Or no, blocked punt. So... You know, for all you know, Aaron Rodgers makes his way to the playoffs, and what if he has, like, a revenge game against the Niners? So, in my mind, I'm like, I don't know if I want Aaron Rodgers in the postseason.
Same. I think he's the type of guy that... I mean, look, you got the tough Lions who have a lot to play for, right? They want to prove themselves, but then you got to deal with Aaron Rodgers, who seems to be a big-game type of player that could turn things around at any moment, right? Do you want to deal with that guy?
And
I think you battle the Lions in this case.
Real quickie in the AFC. In the AFC, a similar, again, not to be nerdy schedule watcher, but you need a couple things to happen in the AFC that would be really interesting as well. The Patriots need to drop one game, right? Can we bank on that? Can we say, all right, the Patriots will lose a game? They're playing the Dolphins. If the Patriots lose to the Dolphins this week, and the Jets beat the Seahawks, Week 18 will be Dolphins, Jets, winner moves on, loser goes home. So what you're seeing with the Lions, Packers, you could see with the Dolphins, Jets, Week 18. And I think that's what the world should be rooting for as well. Wouldn't you want to see a Jets? You could have a Week 18 where there's two games that it's like winner go home.
I love that, yeah.
With division
something
rivals.
Something to look out for, something to root for sure, yeah.
And then you say to yourself, well, then
who do you got then? Dolphins?
Without Tua, though. If you're dealing with Teddy Bridgewater, is that a good story? Is Bridgewater good enough to beat the Patriots this week? Because that's step one, beating the Patriots this week.
And White's healthy, right? I mean, you have to imagine that he's ready to go.
White's ready to go. Going to be very interesting week 17 and 18. So if you don't think you got something good to look forward to this weekend, my goodness, some good football games this Sunday, week 17
of the NFL.
I like it.
I like it.
If you have any thoughts on that or anything we've talked about, 877-99 on Fox. And our buddy Spotty Boy at Spot Center is on our social media at Covino and Rich. If you want to send us a tweet, if you're just chilling at home, you just want to say something, like I said, chime in anytime. The most inclusive show on radio, Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick.
Bills and Bengals Monday night. I like it, but I don't. I feel like I want to save that game for the postseason. Do we want to see a preview of that? I don't know. It's in Cincinnati, and the Bills are favored by one, essentially a pick 'em, right? I mean, you look at it, you know, arguably two of the three best teams, maybe in the league, definitely the AFC, maybe the league. You could argue that those might be your two best teams. Monday night? Man, might be a preview of what's to come in a month from now, so we'll see. All right.
And you totally skipped over, and I'm guessing we'll talk about it tomorrow. I mean, not a big game, but Dallas at Tennessee, so maybe you'll take us to Teaser Town tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll make
throw some money on that game.
Make a little bet tomorrow for that one. But
all right, cool.
Again, that's Tennessee. They've collapsed, man. They don't, you know, Jackson. I feel like the sentiment is like, yeah, it's Jacksonville's division now. Tennessee totally blew it. So we'll get to that tomorrow. But I have to ask you, because you're in Jersey, are you worried at all about your travels back to LA with all this air cancellation?
I was worried getting here about a few things. All the canceled flights, right? And people love to remind you. People love to be the bearer of bad news, whether or not they preface it like, hate to be the bearer. No, you don't. Because if you didn't, you'd shut up right now. Hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh, people love being negative. You know what I compare it to?
People live for it.
It's the Little League rain person. Let me explain. When you're a kid and you're playing Little League, there's always the person. There's two approaches to have. It's like glass half empty or full. My mom was like the worst. If it was a little drizzle in the air, Richie, I bet you your game's going to be canceled tonight. I'm like, Mom, shut up. Like,
stop rooting against
me. Are you rooting for the rain? My mom's the type of person that if I were flying tomorrow, my mom would call me up and say, oh, Richie, I doubt you're going to take off. I'm like, what are you? Why that attitude?
All the flights are canceled.
You're
good
probably
luck with your flight.
You're probably screwed.
Yeah, I hate that. It's like, hey, stop jinxing me. Mind your business. I didn't ask you. I'm clearly aware that there's some cancellations going on. I keep looking to see my flight status. I don't need your stupid opinion. Like, hey, man, good luck with the flight.
There's some snow. I'm sure your flight's going to be canceled. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but people love to be the negative bearer of bad news, whether or not they think that, whether or not they claim that. They do, because I have had so many people like, hey, man, good luck with your flight. And they mean well. I get it. But it's like, shut up.
I think they do. I think people like to see others inconvenienced.
So, you know, heading to Jersey from L.A., again, just visiting family for the holidays, taking the kid to see grandma and grandpa, catch up with some old pals. I was a little concerned with the storms.
Now, Southwest, it's like an all-time terrible record of flight cancellations, and it brings up a very interesting question. But, you know, we got a lot of phones, people talking about NFL playoffs. So let's do this. I couldn't be more excited. Week 17 of the NFL starts tomorrow with Thursday Night Football, and so many what-ifs. Like, I'll tell you two teams that I don't think anyone would be devastated if they missed the playoffs. We've seen the Patriots, and I don't want to be the guy that's like, we've seen enough of them. But honestly, this Patriots team is not going anywhere, right? So would you be devastated if the Patriots, who we've seen dominate for a better part of the last two decades, would you be devastated if New England was out of the mix?
A good Patriots team always makes the NFL a little better, though.
Yeah, but I think most people rather see the Jets or the Dolphins have a playoff appearance, right?
Agreed.
And I think in the NFC, I don't think anyone's like, man, the Commanders with Carson Wentz would really bring the playoff buzz. No, people want to see the Lions go on a run or Aaron Rodgers' comeback story where, wow, he made the playoffs. So, unfortunately, Washington fans and New England fans, I think most people are rooting against you. Let's go to Dan in Houston. You're on Covino and Rich. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, you guys definitely are rooting against the Patriots because you're a bunch of Jet homers.
I'm not a Jet homer.
The Jets have always been bad.
Oh, the Jets stink.
And just to let you know, this week is a de facto playoff game for the Patriots because they have to win to stay to give themselves a chance to get in. And then they got to beat Buffalo, which is going to be a lot harder. But
this part of the season,
it gets so exciting. The Dolphins and the Jets, they're not going anywhere either. Don't get me wrong. I think the AFC East is a strong division, but Buffalo's really the only team that has a chance in that division.
Hey, Dan, I can't.
You know what? It just sizes you up for a fun matchup in the future. I don't think either team's going to play a factor. I agree with you there.
And you know what, Dan? I think it's fair to say, you know, a lot of times we do this with the NBA, right? The NBA playoffs come around and we're like, oh, what if this team or this team? And you're like, nah, it's going to be like Steph Curry or LeBron. It happens all the time. And it happens at the NFL every year. We have these storylines of, ooh, what if this team goes on a run? I think it's pretty clear it's a three-headed monster in the AFC, right? It's like I'd be shocked if it wasn't KC, Buffalo, or Cincinnati, right? That's really what it is. Todd in Des Moines, what's up, Todd?
Hey, you were just talking about the three-headed monster in the AFC, and there's a game this weekend. Buffalo and Cincinnati are playing, and I think that pretty much sets it up for the season, where Buffalo could go from 1-3 this weekend, and us Kansas City fans will be rooting hard for those Bengals that spoiled it for us last year.
Yeah, Todd, I feel like I can't be the only person. I'm so glad to hear that so many people nerd out and go on these little playoff simulators, like if this team wins and they lose, I spend way too much time doing that. My wife's like, what are you looking at? I'm like, nothing. She's like, are you doing playoff scenarios again? I'm like,
that
sure.
Stuff it just makes my head spin.
It makes Camino's head spin.
And I'm one game at a time kind of guy, and then I look ahead, and when you really start to factor these things out, you just go crazy, but some people love it.
Mark in Oregon. What's up, Mark?
Oh, Happy New Year, guys.
Hey, Mark, what up?
Hey, you know what? I just have to say that the quarterbacks that we're supposed to believe in the NFC, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers. Well, Rodgers and Brady, their teams are weak. And
agreed.
As far as Hurts and Prescott, if you look at their postseason play, it's not good. Hurts is 0-1, and although he threw for a lot of yards, his game wasn't that good.
No.
It's a misleading stat. So if you're a 49er fan and you keep hearing people saying they can't win with a rookie, oh, their colleagues are going to catch up with them in no time, I don't know about that.
I'll tell you what, either do I. Thanks
for the call.
Based
on him, you're looking you left out the Vikings there.
I mean, sorry to our boss, Scott Shapiro. I don't think the Vikings are a factor. I think the Vikings are good. They've won a lot of close games, but I can't see the Vikings. You know, Vikings need home field. I really do. I think for the Vikings to have a chance, they need to beat the Packers this weekend. They can't let San Francisco get that 2 seed because I think the only way they beat San Francisco or they'll have to go to Philadelphia regardless, but to get past even the Niners in the divisional round, that game's got to be in Minnesota for them. So,
yeah, tough teams.
Yeah. What you got?
I got something for you guys. Ilo just let me know that Mike McDaniel just made it confirmed that Teddy Bridgewater's getting the start this week.
Bridgewater is getting the start, right? So if Bridgewater's getting the start, then you got to say Bridgewater is a top-tier backup quarterback. It's like when the Niners went from Jimmy G to Purdy, what was the narrative? Is it really that much of a step backwards? If no one really had that much faith in Jimmy G, is Purdy that much of a step back? I don't know if Teddy Bridgewater is an astronomical step back from Tua, the way Tua's been playing recently. So, hey, I guess we'll see this weekend, and we'll take the rest of your phone calls and feedback next to wrap up the show. Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, the 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary. One test drive away. Learn more at mbusa.com. Of course, we come to you live from the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. We got more next. Hang tight.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Rich Davis really working on his whistling skills.
I'm getting good, right?
Yeah. It's amazing how you talk and whistle at the same time.
Right. Skill. Skill.
Covino and Rich. Yeah, Rich with the butt whistle. Thank you, guys. That he won at Chuck E. Cheese. That he won at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, my butt whistle.
Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Day one of the Dan Patrick hat trick. We're here for the next 2 days. So join us Thursday and Friday morning. Usually we're on 5 p.m. Eastern Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. on the West. So subscribe to our podcast. Win yourself a bribery ball. Leave a review. We appreciate it. We're giving away CNR Fox Sports Radio NFL footballs this holiday season. I'm sorry, Nerf footballs. Don't expect a leather football.
The old pigskin.
But we were
mail.
Talking NFL week 17 and all the potential outcomes. But I do want to thank you guys for hanging out. If you missed anything, I thought one of our most fun conversations earlier today was returning gifts. Because 'tis the season.
Yeah.
The space between Christmas and New Year's, the grassy knoll of the holiday season, is when people return their gifts. And it was, what is it, like 18% of gifts get
billions
returned.
Billions of dollars of gifts.
Billions of dollars.
Billions.
So if you had your gift receipt of people in your life or athletes on your team, who would you want to return? The number one and two answers on the board were the Wilsons.
Russ and Zach.
Zach and Russell. So if you missed any of that, please check the podcast. Again, Covino and Rich. And thank you guys for hanging out with us. We appreciate it.
All right, let's say what's up to Solomon in L.A. What's up, Solomon?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm just curious regarding eventual Super Bowl here. From each division, you know, you sort of named it there in the AFC potential Philly, Kansas City, Cincinnati. Who's your fourth team? And in the NFC, I'm thinking 49ers, Phillies, Eagles, maybe Dallas. Who's your four teams on each side, and who's your potential Super Bowl?
You know, I look at it this way. I try not to be too much of a homer because I am a Niners fan, so I try to be reasonable, right? I think in the NFC, there's three obvious. Same with the AFC. I said in the AFC, you got, you know, Mahomes, Kansas City. They're a top-tier team. Buffalo, Josh Allen, of course, and Cincinnati, under the radar, I think Joe Burrow and Cincinnati might be better than we all think. So Cincinnati, Buffalo, Kansas City. To think of a fourth team, give me 1 second. NFC, I think the same thing. Philadelphia, the Niners, and the Dallas Cowboys. To think of a fourth team is also sort of a, let me see. I think those fourth teams might be the Vikings, though they've won so many close games. They're still 12-3, and they still find ways to win, and they still got talent. So I think maybe Minnesota and Jacksonville's not good enough to say, oh, but they've been so hot. Then Jacksonville's not going to compete with, let's say, in Buffalo. They will not win.
They're not going to compete, but he's saying which would be the fourth team. It could be them. They got some good momentum.
I'll give you one that people are maybe underestimating a little bit. What about Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers? I'm not saying they're in that top tier, but what if they got hot, man? They're going to enter the playoffs with more than 10 wins. They're no slouch. So maybe we're underestimating the Chargers. Maybe we see a shocking victory by Herbert. But then again, I do think the other teams are in such a league of their own.
Well,
Tom Hanks style.
Thoughts? Yeah, please chime in on social media. Our show continues there. We're nonstop at Covino and Rich. And Rich, while we wrap up with a few more phone calls or whatever, I just want to remind you guys that tomorrow on a Throwback Thursday, we do a little old school when 50 hits. So when 50 hits on the clock, when 50 hits in life, you get a little old school. But when it hits on the clock, we discuss something old school, whether it be old school video games,
sneakers,
toys, whatever. We do that every Thursday, so just more reason to check us out tomorrow.
Nice. Before we go, I was talking about Southwest earlier.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on how far you would drive if they said, hey, we can't rebook your flight for days? Because one of our buddies, Tony, a listener of the show, I saw him hit us up on Twitter. He drove from Texas to San Diego and he got here. He for the last couple days, he's been driving because he's like, I have no patience to wait until the end of the week for a flight.
And what was that story that Lohenkron dropped on us earlier about the dude driving 40 hours?
No, it was Spot during midweek major. There was a guy that drove to the NHL, you know.
Spot, Lohenkron,
equally incredible.
Yeah. He drove to the,
to Boston, Phoenix to Boston for the Winter Classic.
Winter Classic was so important to him that they canceled his flight. So he said, I'm driving from Arizona to Massachusetts. If they said, you're not going to drive across the country, but would you drive 10 hours, 20 hours if they said
no? I mean, I'm live in Jersey right now. There's a Jersey term for this. It's get the F out of here.
get out of here.
I ain't driving that long. Are you out of your mind? Coming from Jersey, you know, a lot of us are mama's boys growing up, right? Coddled mama's boys. We don't leave our hometown, really. We don't leave our state, really, for anything.
Your mom doing your laundry while you're there?
You better believe it.
All right. Well, hey, we'll see you guys tomorrow. And think about how far you would drive. I think under 10 hours, you rent the car.
That's it. That's it. I'm with you.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. At Covino and Rich and for Dan Patrick. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good day, guys.
See you tomorrow.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.